Blue eyes crying in the rain.
Hello, everybody out there in farm country. The radio commentary is brought to you by the National Corn Growers Association, Crop Life America, and the Renewable Fuels Association. They are friends, supporters, and allies of a healthy farm economy in prosperous rural America. And now for today's commentary. We read and hear about a $3.5 trillion anti-poverty and climate bill. The Democratic leadership wants to pass it. But we can't afford to spend that much money. They say, oh, no problem, we could just tax the rich. Okay, let's take a serious look at one proposed tax idea they have. It is the transfer tax, and it will destroy family farms and small businesses of all kinds. Turn our attention to Representative Colin Peterson, a Democrat, and he led the House Ag Committee for years, and in the business of agriculture, he has enormous respect on both sides of the aisle. And here is what he thinks about the proposed transfer tax on family farms at death. And I quote Colin Peterson, "Over the years, we fought to get the estate tax exemption raised and to keep the step-up in basis system, and the law is now a culmination of policies that work well for farmers. I would argue this transfer tax, which could be as high as 43%, is the worst idea that has been proposed in terms of its impact on agriculture in my lifetime. This proposal is a direct assault on agriculture because it will prohibit the transfer of a family farm from one generation to the next. If this proposal becomes law, you could have a situation where, upon the death of a farmer, his family will owe more than the equity that they have in the farm operation." Now, I think small businesses are the base and foundation of our nation's prosperity. I read that the Congress is somewhat concerned about foreign owners buying our farmland, especially China. Well, if the proposed transfer tax becomes law, millions of acres will be up for sale. Families will not be able to stay in business. There will be no escape. Virtually every farm family will be affected. And at this point, the proposed tax bill is not law yet. We need to continue to fight to stop it. Okay, let me close by saying, and I quote this, get your coronavirus vaccination shot. I got mine back in February. Didn't hurt at all. And you'll be a lot safer if you do it. Until next week, I am John Block from Washington.